Hear what the teller of this history said by stringing speech's pearls on verse's thread. There lived an Arab king whose excellence increased his splendid realm's magnificence. Lord of the Amir tribe, his virtues nourished his prosperous country, which grew great and flourished. The sweet breeze of his fame made Arab lands more fragrant than the wine cup in his hands. A lord of virtues, chivalry's copestone, for worth in all the world he stood alone. An Arab king, successful beyond measure, wealthy as Qora, rich with endless treasure. Attentive to the poor and to his friends, a generous host whose kindness never ends. As though good fortune were the soul within his nature, like a pith beneath the skin. But he was childless still, for all his fame, and like a candle when it has no flame, more needy than a shell for pearls, or than a husk without its seeds, this desperate man longed for a son, for fate to let him see a fruitful branch spring from the royal tree, hoping that when the cypress seed was sown, another cypress would have quickly grown, so that a pheasant in the meadows would perceive a new tree where the old had stood, and once that tree's allotted life had passed, he'd shelter in the shade the new tree cast. A man survives if in the world somewhere his memory lives within his son and heir, and to this end he gave in charity money to mendicants perpetually, giving out gold to gain the moon. But though he sowed the seed, he saw no seedling grow. He sought and did not find for all his pains, and rode straight on and would not tug his reins and stop or turn aside, and still it seemed he'd never find the son of whom he dreamed. And if you seek like this in vain, accept that this is not an outcome to regret. Whatever good or bad is brought by fate, look, and you'll see that it's appropriate. That pearl you thought you wanted, look once more and see that it's not worth your struggling for. Many desires don't see the light of day, and men are lucky that they stay this way. Men dash this way and that, all unaware of what is best for them and why or where. The clues to how fate works are hard to see. Many a lock, when looked at, is a key. Poor wretched man. A breath of wind's enough to scatter all his dust, a tiny puff. Be strong within this pit of little worth, consign to earth whatever comes from earth. But still he longed, like rubies in a mine, that vainly long for light to make them shine. And since his longing had been so intense, God gave a son to him in recompense. A child whose rosy body blushed as though it shared a pomegranate's ruddy glow, a shining jewel that made earth's sullen night as radiant as the dawn's resplendent light. When he beheld the son he'd hungered for, the father opened wide his treasury door, and as a rose sheds petals, in his joy, he gave out gold in honor of the boy.